Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Debt ceiling. Will the debt ceiling be settled by June 1st? Will it be raised? And what is it? And hit the like button and share, by the way. Let's get this bad boy up to 5,000 viewers in here by you hitting the like button.
If not, we can go back to pre-recorded and not be live.
That greatly, yeah. You always want, yeah, exactly. Everybody always wants the live recording. So this is live. So
help us help you. AB, the next 16 weeks, can we go pre-recorded? If we don't get to like 6,000 likes,
put it on the calendar.
At least. So, debt ceiling crisis. What's the deal?
Hopefully, I think it's a lot of posturing between the Democrats and Republicans. We are spending too much money. That's why I brought up last week about our debt to GDP ratio being at 150, maybe in 6 or 7 years going to 200%. We're spending too much money. There's funds from COVID that we have not released or spent yet. Usually these things kind of happen at the last minute, but it felt like the last time this happened, there wasn't as much tension between the both parties on both sides of the aisle. I think something will get done. I think the deadline, though, to have something on Biden's desk is Friday for it to be able to be passed by June 1st. Mm-hmm. I know they were in talks earlier. Shout out to Kayla from CNBC. I know she was reporting on it earlier, and they hadn't come any closer to a deal. So I do believe that they are going to pass something, because I think at this time the country cannot afford to not pay our bills. I think it will cause an existential threat. And on top of it, I think if we are not able to pay these bills on time, it's going to reveal the financial state that we're in. The market has not reacted at all. So like, while this news is out, the S&P has still been on the tear. NASDAQ has been on the tear. But I think if it gets revealed in what shape we are actually in, it could send the market spiraling down for a little bit. But I think ultimately they will. I think they will get this passed. But this is much different than any other time. I've never seen this much fighting between both sides, because normally they fight in public and on TV, and then behind the scenes, they're all buddy-buddy. they're really at war this time around. That's the only thing that has me slightly concerned about this crisis.
A lot of pandering. I'm with you. I feel like, yes, this is going to happen because it has to happen. Like, catastrophe is on the other side of this if it doesn't happen. And for all the things that you just named, the economic condition that we just came out of with the pandemic,
yep.
I know Jamie Dimon was saying this is something that would be even worse, right? Janet Yellen was saying, like, this is astronomical. Like, we have to get this done.
Yeah.
When you hear words like that, it furthermore lets me know that it's going to get done. If that's how they feel, then it's getting done.
Yeah.
By all means, though, sir, it's going to get done.
And our credit rating as a country will be affected. We're AA+ currently. If we default on this, our credit rating will be affected, which I'm afraid if that happens, that'll start like a chain of events to make a few bubbles pop. And I think we'll be in a lot of trouble. I'll go back to it. Bitcoin not being able to break through 30,000 and stay above that, hitting 27,000. There's a couple of signs out there. Like, the commodities market is drying up. Natural gas is not moving the way that it normally should. While the S&P 500 and 600 are moving, the NASDAQ is moving. But even if you look at like gold is even topping out. So like around that key level of like 2071, you're starting to see some of this be priced in as a preventative measure. Every commodity at one time is like being suppressed or depressed at one time. I'm a little bit worried. I'm not here to fearmonger. I know y'all keep saying that.
That's not fearmonger. But in the event, let's say it doesn't.
Like, I'm going to say that too. Quit saying I'm fearmonger. Go do your research. Yeah. Y'all be on Instagram all day.
If it doesn't, let's just say it doesn't pass June 1st, June 2nd. What is that market? It's going to look 2021-ish when we saw days where the Dow was down 900 or NASDAQ is down 600. That's what we're headed for.
It'd probably be like a 300-point slot, something like that. It won't 300? Be like, technically, they'll have like 2 weeks to get everything fixed. But as a result, everyone that was already in short will see their shorts get hit a lot faster in terms of like the range of profitability. But I think they'll pass it. But if not, yeah, I would definitely be looking for shorts to set up to ride as a result.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4x points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.